in love.
Here's a wonderful Christmas gift for the person who has everything. It's the Skylark, Sylvania's new personal portable radio, and it comes with this stylish top grain leather carrying case. Mighty good to look at. It's even better to hear. And you can hear it instantly at the turn of this switch.
Everybody be cool, this is a robbery!
Any of you fucking pricks move! And I'll execute every motherfucking last one of you!
Just shut the fuck up and get a job!
Okay, and our breakfast special today is chorizo and eggs.
Chorizo and eggs?
Chorizo and eggs.
What is that?
It's a Mexican sausage mixed in with scrambled eggs, and it comes with hash browns and toast.
I need someone to pick a card here. How about you, sir, in kind of the bluish Hawaiian shirt there, the t-shirt under it? Okay, there's the card we're going to use. There's the card we should remember. No matter how straightforward I pretend to be to you and how mean I pretend to be to this man here, my first allegiance in the world is to my partner. And if he wants the card on top, the goddamn card stays on top.
It is once again time for the horrifying auditory spectacle that is the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. Awesome casting semi-live from Studio D Chevalier in the very distant shadow of Pike's Peak. All your favorite dumbasses have once again gathered for your listening displeasure. And now without further ado, here's the host of the show from sonofcheese.com. It's Derek Knight with the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour.
That it is. It is so much that, in fact, that I'm, you know, what it is I should have really left all of the videographing to Justin. Because mine's all fucked up.
Why?
I told you
how to do it.
Well,
but
no,
you're flipping it back and forth.
Well, here, Mr. Master, why don't you come on over here and fix my camera? Would you get it recorded? Can you think you can get out of that chair without tripping over with your big fucking feet?
I don't know.
You did earlier. He gets here.
We're trying to find out.
Yeah, he gets here. He sets up his camera, and then the motherfucker trips over it,
bounces
mashes
it
into
the
fucking ground, and I'm thinking, how much did you pay for that camera? Because you just destroyed the fuck out of it. Hi, I'm Derek Knight from sonofcheese.com. With me, as always, Colin Burton from fizzleandpop.com.
Hello, everybody.
Ray Louie.
Hello, hello.
Who loves to eat food, is back again.
No squid this time.
No squid this time, but we have something even better. Justin Carmichael, the Jew Wario, who's fixing my camera as we speak.
Hey, everybody.
And is it safe to say that today's show could be sponsored by 5280 Sauce?
Sure.
.com.
Yeah, why not?
5280sauce.com is our sponsor today because Pat Angelo, who is the proprietor of 5280sauce.com, joins us in studio today to speak. He'll panel with us, but he's also going to speak about his newest venture, which is the sauce, which I was part of the guinea pig process when you first started making this stuff. Sent out a message to everybody on Facebook saying, hey, well, it was more of a status, right? And
yeah,
then
it was.
You set like, you know, don't comment here, send me a message. And so most people are like, no, give me the shot. He's like, no, okay, follow the fucking directions, send me a message.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
I finally followed the directions because I don't read really well.
We know.
And I got a tiny little jar of the habanero. And I loved it. My dad loved it. And we're kind of, we are both aficionados. It would be safe to say that we know what we're talking about when we're talking hot. And it was just phenomenal. My wife loved it. And she likes hot stuff. Even though it just tears up the gut. as far as the digestive
process.
No, well, no, just you know how that goes. But so you brought sauce for us to try, which is wonderful. Oh, look, it's recording.
See how that works?
You're the man.
Thank you.
You know what it is.
Oh, look at that.
Ah. Hey, kids, eh?
So,
Jesus Christ. You know, you'd think that I own this thing. I could, you know, it's
well, it's the instruction booklet. I mean, you got to read it instead
button,
of just, you
one
know,
one button
tearing
that
it up
says and record. I hit it and it goes to the, you know, it's all, it's, you know what it is? There's a hex. There's a hex on the entire studio today. We're lucky that the mics are working.
And my headphones keep cutting out, actually.
You know what? I don't have time for your bullshit. Because we've got other bullshit
just
to deal
just
with.
Telling you what
yeah.
It is.
Wiggle the cord.
I did.
Did you?
And it comes back, but then it goes away again.
Yeah. You know what you need?
New better
pair,
headphones.
New pair of headphones. Yeah. How about next episode? Next episode, you're going to get yourself a new pair of headphones.
Sweet.
I know. It's going to be so awesome.
Can I pick them out?
Be like Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can pick the one that's left in the tub.
All right.
So, We will be sampling your sauce because you brought your. You traveled all the way from Castle Rock.
I'm out on a weekend pass from Canyon City.
Yeah, Castle Rock. Traveled all the way from Castle Rock in a snowstorm to bring us your sauce, which is on. You know, hey,
how do you rate? Seriously,
I know, right?
Exactly.
You came all the way from there
risking
in a snowstorm, risked his very life, people.
And he still has to get home,
so that we can sample this sauce. On our air, and then you kids can go to 5280sauce.com and purchase it. That's how this works?
Exactly.
Yeah. You've had this. Tell me about the thought process behind this whole venture to begin with.
Actually, I was, you know, like you, love the hot sauce.
Yeah.
Have many, many bottles at work. You know, friends at work, we all share about 25 different types of hot sauces at work. So I thought, you know what? I want to try to make this myself.
Justin is digging into the hot sauce already. He's actually
dipping. I've been doing it too. I didn't know
he's dipping his pizza.
His pizza on there.
He's dipping his pizza. I was going to do, but I ate my pizza, so I'm going to have to try it with chips.
Use chips. That's fine.
Yeah, but so go ahead.
So I just researched some different recipes online, found one I liked, altered it a little bit, and sent it out to guinea pigs like you to see if it was any good. I liked it. You never know if other people do, but...
Yeah. Well, that's the first thing you should do is please yourself.
Exactly.
But you can never overestimate the public. You have to sell it to them, so they kind of have to like it.
Correct.
Too. And this is the habanero, which was, you know, if you... you're not going to do ghost chili, or are you going to try that eventually?
I don't know. You know, a lot of possibilities down the line, but right now I just, you know, have three flavors, the jalapeno, serrano, and habanero. I brought the jalapeno and habanero today, but...
Yeah.
Because I'm out of serrano. My wife took some to work, you know, a sample of each to work, and she ended up selling 20 jars of it for me. So
nice.
I'm a little behind in production right now.
Well, I can imagine since it's pretty much just you and your kitchen, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
For now, yes.
Starting small, but how much do you sell your jars of sauce for?
I've got them online at $6.95 for an 8-ounce jar.
Yeah. And it's well worth the money as I had some of the habanero, and I now...
Joking.
I think a little feed got caught in my throat.
Part of the plan.
It is.
Well, the jalapeno one is very good.
Oh yeah, they're both good.
A good flavor.
All of them are good.
It's not super hot. You know, you're not overloading on the heat, and it's just tasty. It's just really, really tasty.
Yeah, awesome. Fruity.
Thanks.
And you've been digging into it too.
I've been alternating. So,
yeah. And have you tried it?
I tried all two of them, and they're great.
All two.
They're very fruity.
What are you doing?
Can you catch her?
Nice. Get her
before she gets away.
Get her crawling around.
She's stealing the sauce.
I want the jalapenos. But I've tried the habanero. Now I'm without my jalapeno, but that's okay.
She took that.
She took that. She crawled over. Here you go. She crawled over. I thought it was a cat there for a second. Then I turned around and then I thought, is it Max? No, it's my wife.
I bet this
how could you possibly think
go
it's a
great
cat?
With eggs.
You have no cats.
Peripheral vision. The ghost cat that comes around sometimes, okay?
The cats you see when there are no cats around.
The jalapeno. Speaking. Okay, now it comes back. So.
Well, gave it back.
Like the cat.
Now, how much do you think you'll have to sell to be able to increase production? Or is this going to really just be a hobby, or do you plan on making the big time?
I'd love to do it big time, but we'll have to see how things go. I mean,
so how does that work out with the FDA type thing? I've always heard that.
I've researched that a little bit. I've got a friend of mine who actually sells, she's in business to sell cupcakes. She makes gourmet cupcakes. She's very, very good. So.
Which
learning.
Is quite the trend. That's like the
that's one of the recent
flavors of the month. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. But
this thing
keeps
dropping.
She can. That's what she said. She can, instruct me on how to legally make everything, as far as you know the state is concerned, and then I guess later on the FDA and get everything.
When you're crossing state borders. And
exactly.
But right now, interstate commerce.
You know, obviously, it's more of like
smuggling
a farmer's
it into Mexico.
Market type of thing that people can just, you know, buy it. And if they like it, great. If not, yeah.
So, and this is in addition to your day job, your Joe job.
Yes.
As a marketing guy. And then you also have another website called evilmonkeygadgets.com.
That is correct.
And the Evil Monkey... What does the Evil Monkey sell? Shit like spy watches?
Crappy little,
and shit?
Shit spy
like
watches,
this?
Crappy cameras like you have right there.
Fuck you, camera.
Exactly.
So, but you you drop ship from the Chinaman, right?
I do.
Yeah, so it's all pretty cheap.
pretty cheap, yeah. Pretty competitive right now. If you search stuff on eBay, you'll find it all over the board. So
yeah,
you know, trying to keep up with that and
a pretty classy, logo for that site.
The logo. Yeah. You know, some jackass I know said he could help me out with that, and it turned out pretty good.
Yeah, belying the fact that he's just a fat drunk.
Yes.
Yeah, which is nice.
Exactly.
So. You need any packaging design for the sauce, or
actually, you know, no offense, but I went elsewhere for that.
He learned his lesson.
He went in house. He kept that in house.
I knew that was coming.
Well, that did not go. Actually, it was not in house. It was a friend of mine out of Loveland that was breaking out of the corporate America and trying to do graphic design on her own.
I guess you're not that important.
I am not. But no. You're
already on
your own. He came all this way down.
That's true.
He came all this way, and he shared his sauce with us, which is more...
Have you paid for any sauce yet? Let me ask you that.
No.
There you have it.
No, but if you sell one jar off of this sponsorship of this episode, it pays for itself. Pays for the gas, right?
Exactly.
At least.
Sort of.
Two. You'll have to sell three.
Probably.
Four. People buy four, right? Listener? Four jars.
Or each person get one of
all
each three.
All three people listening buy four jars.
Get a jar of each.
In
see,
your truck?
What it is, it's called, it's exponential. When, you know, then they tell their friend.
That's right.
They've got
it's like
one.
The Brex commercial
two friends,
all over
and
again.
They tell two friends,
yeah,
and so
it's
on.
Multi-level marketing.
Is that, it takes. Or they call pyramid scheme?
Yes, exactly. It's a Ponzi scheme.
Oh,
this
I
whole
thought
show
so.
Is a Ponzi scheme.
Oh, okay.
What, 100 and some odd episodes in, and you just figured that out. So, Justin,
I mean, look at all the shit we've been selling.
I know.
Well, did you bring any jars with you?
Besides the ones
additional
that we
ones,
had
no.
Here.
Oh, okay.
So he probably would have bought from you, but
I
now
I got.
Hey, I'll get them to you.
You got I'll still buy them
cash
from
money.
You.
Tell me what
US
you want.
Real
I'll bring them.
Money.
I'll get them down here.
You got it because that jalapeno was really, really tasty. That's some good stuff.
Okay, so,
thank you.
Justin,
yeah,
you have fans.
I do.
And these fans are rabid.
In Germany and in Japan.
These fans are rabid, and they purchased you a plane ticket to go to MAGFest 9.
Did they?
Remember that?
Is he walking?
Okay. Okay. Remember some episodes back when you were talking about how...
Through the donations. Yeah, yeah. They have...
PayPal.
Yeah.
Okay, you what didn't is pay MAGFest? For that yourself. Well, MAGFest is the Music and Gaming Festival. It's in Alexandria, Virginia, near D.C. And Justin's going because he's got fans. He's got enough fans that they pitched in to buy him a fucking plane ticket.
$5 here, $20 here, $100
there. Why don't you
there.
Have fans?
That's frightening.
I really, seriously. this guy over here, who's wearing pink fucking shoes, has enough fans that'll buy him a fucking plane ticket to go to D.C.
That's what you're missing.
Because they were going to go to this MAGFest, right? And they're like, it won't be the same without you, Justin. And Justin's like, I don't have any money. And so they're like, oh my God, we'll totally pay for your plane ticket. And they did. And that's this coming weekend or this?
That's this coming week.
This coming
weekend. I'm leaving on Wednesday.
Yeah. Okay, so, and I looked on the page, and you're not one of the featured videographers. What's up with that?
No, no.
Spoony, your buddy Spoony is.
Yeah, yeah. Noah got in, but he's getting everything paid for him by MAGFest. I mean, he's a featured guy, so when you're featured, they pay for your hotel, they pay for your plane ticket and everything.
But at least you get to go.
Oh, yeah. Heck yeah. And I've got a panel that's going on there, and yeah. It's going to be really exciting.
I've never seen you so smug.
I'm
oh my God.
It looks good on you.
Why, yes, motherfucker.
So, but you recently got snubbed by YouTube, which should take you down a peg. I mean, now you're so smug, you're up here.
That pissed me off.
And then, so you go and you solicit a partnership for YouTube and you got snubbed. You got flat denied. Mm-hmm. You got pawned, as the kids would say.
They said, your stuff is not original.
Oh.
But it's yours. How could it not be original?
Wait a minute. How? Yeah. Did they explain that more?
No, they didn't.
Of course, I've got a...
didn't.
I've got a thing on my YouTube account from years ago when Viacom just blanket took down a whole crap load of stuff just because it happened to have a word that matched something in their catalog.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get it taken care of way back when, so I've tried to take care of it now.
Yeah.
And they're just ignoring me on it. So I can't...
So what you're saying...
I can't have private videos. All I can have is public videos.
Wow. Well, so what you're saying is YouTube is a big corporate dick, and they won't...
Well, no, Viacom's a big corporate dick.
Yeah,
but
YouTube also
puppet,
seems to be
so.
Unresponsive to you, and they snubbed you, and you're a big star. You're,
and I'm nobody.
I'm big in Germany.
Dude, in Japan, the man is God.
kids.
There are Japanese kids that want to have God, his baby.
There's Godzilla.
and then there's Justin Carmichael. Fucking Carmichael. Okay, maybe we're being a little hyperbolic, but he's big in Japan.
And Germany.
Well, he's pretty tall, so, you know.
Yeah. No, really, yeah. And, you know, reasonably tall here is like a fucking giant over there.
Hell, I'm big in Mexico, so.
Well, Ray went to China, where he's, you know, originally from, and they thought he was Japanese. You're too big to be Chinese.
Hawaiian.
Oh, Hawaiian. Yeah, everybody mistakes him for a Hawaiian. Would you mistake him for a Hawaiian? Would you people mistake this man for a Hawaiian?
Your camera just
Your camera doesn't work.
Oh, now it's back on.
You fucking
Is it recording anymore?
No.
Clap your hands.
I think when you turned it, the power cable like
jostled out.
Jostled, yeah. Jostled. And now it's off.
Give it up.
How much you pay for that?
Just a couple bucks.
Just a note, it's not from Evil Monkey
Gadgets. I bought this from Evil Monkey Gadgets.
You did not.
I did not. No. I bought it from Woot.
Close enough.
Yeah, it's like Woot would be your big competitor.
Sure, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know. Do you have $5 shipping for everything?
I have free shipping for
Flip
everything.
Flip the thing
wow,
around.
Even better.
See?
Nice.
Shut the F off, Mr. I do this for a living. I make a little video.
You should be coming in and doing this.
I totally make little videos for a living.
You know, well, you're spinning it back and forth.
You know what? Hey, here's the
is
thing.
Is it? No.
Here's the
is
thing.
I, can I see myself?
Here's
I don't
thing.
Know.
Here's
Am I
thing.
Fast enough?
You know, if you want to get on me, let's go to that whole fucking sci-fi discussion, all right? I mean, fucking four sci-fi geeks in front of me, and you're like, oh, you don't like sci-fi, why?
Yeah, we were totally like that. We just came back from a colonoscopy.
Man, you're leaking. And so I was at pub quiz the other day. And this is kind of like a microcosm of sci-fi. I was doing the pub quiz as we usually do.
Like you do.
And one of the geeks came up to me and showed me the one team always does the email question with a little picture printed out, and it's the burgers.
I told them to always put boobs on it. Yeah, if they got boobs, I'd always draw it.
Yeah, I don't draw them. But yeah, so he's like, well, this chick's she's pretty hot, right? And I was like, she's okay. Well, do you know her? I'm like, no, sci-fi's not my thing. Oh, but you could watch sci-fi and you could see her. And I'm like, there's still porn on the internet, right? I mean, why would I watch a crappy movie just to see a chick? I mean, if I were really into seeing chicks, I would go look at chicks. I don't have to watch a fucking sci-fi movie to see a chick. I mean, if you're looking, if that's your motivation, it's like, I'm gonna watch this sci-fi movie and this chick is so hot. That's dumb.
Just curious, who is this chick?
I don't know, and you know I don't care.
Well, what I like is you're talking about porn with your wife, right?
Well,
behind
I thought
you.
That was just, I thought that was a good analogy because he was just so excited.
Sure.
She's currently checking her browsing history right as we speak.
He was so excited because but the movie has this chick. It's like there's chicks in the bar. I mean, if you want to just be a total creeper, stop and stare
just go
at them.
Pull up in blouses there.
I don't have to sit through some fucking sci-fi. Just because there's a hot chicken, that's dumb. Well, I don't get that.
That's not the whole point of
that's
watching
not the,
sci-fi.
Yeah.
maybe if you're burger, it is.
But that has nothing to do with sci-fi in general.
Right, well, okay, but still, I don't like the genre.
You like Raiders of the Lost Ark,
and boobs aren't enough
right?
to make
Raiders
them watch
of the
it.
Lost Ark is not sci-fi.
It is partial sci-fi.
No, it's not. It's adventure,
the fourth
and it's
one's
fun.
Sci-fi.
The fourth one, unfortunately, is sci-fi.
Thank you.
The fourth one, yes.
Do we say more?
No. You need not say more, because I still hate the genre. That's not going to change. You can try and convince me or ask me why. I find it to be tedious and dumb.
Why?
Because it's not relevant to my interests.
Never watched Star Wars, Star Trek.
Oh, I've watched it. Yeah.
He just doesn't like it.
I watched all... I've seen
it
all
the It gives him
Star,
a bad tingle.
It gives him hives.
Do you think Princess Leia is hot?
Carrie Fisher?
Not like, Carrie Fisher
like
now.
Right now? Carrie Fisher now? No. I guess.
Did you
I
mean, watch it because she was hot? I think
no.
you did. I think you watched because she's in a little gold
okay.
bikini
now,
genie
you,
outfit.
You being older than me maybe don't realize that when that movie came out, I was 3.
Not that one.
Empire Strikes Back, maybe 6.
No, this is the last one.
Jedi?
Jedi.
What?
Jedi.
8.
84.
84, then I was 10.
Okay.
See?
So you,
see? And horn and that, versus that's, Carrie that's Fisher.
Some hot Carrie Fisher on Jabba the Hutt action.
Yeah, that's right. No, not really. I watched it because probably my dad. Because
you like
it.
Sci-fi.
No, I watched it because it was popular.
And The Matrix? You like The Matrix?
I hated The Matrix. There are fewer movies that I hate more than The Matrix. I mean, on principle, I have to hate Laser Moon more because it's terrible. But The Matrix is stupid. It's just dumb. I don't. It's not relevant to my interest. I do not like it. I don't like Keanu Reeves much to begin with. Lawrence Fishburne, not even good on CSI. I just don't like it. I mean, you know, what was the big deal about that movie? The camera technique that they were using
at the time.
At the time,
that's
that was,
been now duplicated
so
many times.
Everybody does it now. But the meat of the story was just not. There's just nothing there for me. I mean, I get it. You know, there's a whole group of people out there like that. And I don't have to defend myself to you for not liking The Matrix.
And yet he doesn't stop.
I will say this. No, because Pat said, you've never watched this, you've never watched that. I used to watch the original 60s Star Trek when I was a kid because it was on TV all the time. Still don't like sci-fi.
Okay.
Just don't like it. Not relevant to my interests. Don't get all geeky about it. Can't stand it. So maybe you should
tell me. Of course,
he also
doesn't read anything nonfiction. So.
You should tell me why you like it.
He doesn't read anything nonfiction? Mm-mm. I didn't know you didn't read anything nonfiction.
I prefer nonfiction, yeah. I've read a few fiction books, but I prefer nonfiction.
That's what I meant.
He likes reality.
Yeah, that backwards.
He's a loser.
He's a loser.
Your wife's totally ripping on you from behind your back. To offer.
I think we might.
Wait.
Well, fuck you!
Okay, well, I mean, why do you like it?
I don't like specific genres. I just like specific, you know.
So what do
it
you...
It depends on the movie. It depends on the script. It depends on the action. I mean, if it's a good movie, I'll watch it. If it's a crappy movie, then I just wasted 2 hours of my life.
Yeah, that's
I don't care if it's sci-fi. I don't care if it's a chick flick. I don't care if it's a, you know,
monster
movie. Good. If it's good, I'll watch it.
You have such the open mind.
It's frightening.
Yeah.
And, some people do.
And then Ray just sits there like a loon and grins. So why do you like it?
Well, I agree with Pat in many ways.
Well, sure, I agree with Pat,
I mean, it's like
too.
What we were discussing yesterday, Grindhouse.
Yeah.
Awesome. You know,
that's a good movie.
It's not on my short list.
I love B-movies.
Yeah.
I enjoy B-movies, but I didn't like those, too.
I loved them.
And you're sitting on the couch.
I liked Grindhouse, but...
No. I don't think I'm going to see it. I don't know.
It was kitschy and fun.
Yeah.
But I also went to see The King's Speech last week, and it was awesome, too. So.
Oh, I want to go see that.
And, I've heard good things about that. Why don't you fill us in on just a little skeleton of the plot?
Phenomenal performances by Jeffrey Rush and Colin Firth, really.
Yeah. Jeffrey Rush, I mean, a fine actor. He can play just about any role.
Saying a phenomenal performance by him is kind of redundant, but yeah.
Sure. All right. Well, so we'll all see The King's Speech then. And are you still... So you're bitter about this whole YouTube thing, right?
I'm not bitter about it. I'll just resubmit in 2 months. You're only allowed to submit once every 2 months. So I'll resubmit then in my explanation, because they have an explanation. Why do you want to be on YouTube? I'll just say, oh, well, because the places that I also place my videos on, like blisteredthumbs.net and you know, that guy with the glasses, well, they're also part of your groups and they are also, you know, partnered with you. So if you're going to partner with them, why not me?
Yeah, sure. No, little old
don't
you.
Don't pick on me.
why you being such a jerk, right?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. So in another 2 months, we'll see what happens.
You need a defense fund.
I need a defense fund.
Legal defense fund.
Yeah. I think we should just fund your life through PayPal.
That'd be awesome.
Well, Buying plane tickets, defense fund.
I take sponsors.
There you go. Yeah.
Life.
Hookers, beer.
Sure. Yeah.
Sex.
Anything
I'm
you need.
Thirsty.
A little mortgage payment here and there.
I don't want to be an e-beggar, though.
E-beggar. That's awesome.
Well, then just don't go on your knees. I mean, you can stand up and beg just as well as anything else. That's I don't know.
Hey, look at the homeless guy.
Yeah, well.
Exactly.
Some people think that's been a hoax. I don't. It's very. I can. Ted Williams is the guy you're talking about.
Exactly.
The guy who was in radio and then got into alcohol and drugs and has been homeless for a couple of years. and got on the YouTube, became viral. You've heard about this,
yes,
surely. Everybody has. And
stop calling me Shirley.
I've heard about it, but never seen it.
Well, the guy has the goods. He's certainly got a bona fide radio voice, but it's more of an old school announcer type voice. And the funny thing is, and I was listening to another show that I listened to, and what I was talking with you about was that whole, well, this is just one guy, and why is he getting a break when everybody else is out of fucking work? I mean, why is it we have to focus on this one guy? Why is he the poster child for people who need help? And another show that I listened to summed it up very nicely. It's two guys that have really voices similar to him, and they've been told for 2-3 years by ad agencies and other people, well, they're looking for work. Well, no, we don't want that kind of voice anymore. And so now all of a sudden this guy hits the big time. It's the viral video. He's nationally prominent. He's got that kind of voice that ad agencies have been for the last 4 or 5 years saying, we want to get away from that. We want something more natural. And now all of a sudden he's fielding all these job offers because he got some attention. He got a viral video and, oh my gosh, he needs a second chance. Well, and it's fine. I don't begrudge him his second chance, but what I begrudge is that there's a lot of people out there that need that. There's a lot of people out there that need the second chance. There's a lot of people out there that can do that work that, you know, could use it just as much. But why is he getting all this attention? It's because he's the flavor of the moment.
He's also homeless.
Well, yeah, but believe me, there's a lot of people out there that are homeless or on the edge.
Exactly.
Could do the exact same thing he could do. Again, I'm not begrudging him his chance. I just think that we should maybe cast a wider net. We should not focus on this guy as, oh, look at this is such a feel-good story, when there's so many people out there that need help and there's so many people out there that need a second chance. And yeah, we, you know, but that's what we do. We, you know, we glom on to the instant fame and the instant celebrity as a society and say, oh, isn't this wonderful? He got to meet his mom and, you know, he's got, I don't know, like 9 fucking kids or something. But the thing is, you know, sure, I hope he gets, you know, some work and I hope he gets his life straight. But then where are the other people that need help too?
He can't also be available everywhere, so at least this is a potential for those people that had that kind of voice.
Well, but
they were being snubbed, now they might be able to.
Well, no, but what it comes down to is that everybody else will see, you know, be seen as copycat. You know, you can't be Ted Williams. You know, this is a one shot. Things like this are a one shot deal. There will be people that come out of the woodwork saying, "Well, what about me?" And the media is like, "Well, no, we've done this. We're moving on. It's the flavor of the month. It's the flavor of the moment," and they'll move on to the next thing, and the next thing, and the next thing. And the people that do need help that maybe could do the same thing, they'll just get forgotten, and he'll get forgotten in 2 months.
Well, that's America. I mean, that is in general everything from music, movies, and
You know, I'm as guilty as everybody else. I reposted it on Facebook. I thought he had a tremendous voice, but he's not the only one out there.
No.
And I think that's the whole point I'm trying to make, is that there's more going on out there than just him. And
I agree.
Just cast a wide net. We can find a lot of people that need help, and there's a lot of jobs. There are a lot of people out there without jobs. There's a lot of people out there that need help. There's a lot of people on the edge of homelessness.
There's a couple of people in here that don't have jobs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, these are things that, you know, I think that's where I start to feel less than feel good about it. It's like, yeah, great for him. You know, what about everybody else? Fuck, what about me? Sort of thing. So I don't know. That's, and what Howard Stern said, oh, it's all a hoax. And it could be. It could easily be a hoax. Because you don't have to look hard to find an ugly radio guy. Seriously. Jared, I've worked with a shitload of them.
Yeah, go through that one conversation again, what you told me about ugly radio guys. And
well, yeah, the face for radio.
Yeah.
I have worked with some real winners. And that's just how the business is. You know, there's a reason these people don't get into TV. There's a reason we shouldn't video the podcast. It's because the syndrome is the face for radio. You never sound like your voice. You know, you don't sound like your face because radio is the theater of the mind. And it's exactly what the guy said in the interview that he had. But you don't have to look good to sound good.
And the unfortunate thing, though, is now that every radio station and show has to have an internet site, so they have pictures of all these people that are on the radio, and you listen to them on your way to work or on your way home or whatever. Then you pull up the site, and I'm like, I wonder what they look like. And you pull up, and
you're like, whoa!
Yikes.
Oh, especially the girls.
Actually, I'll tell you what. In general, though, the girls are required to look better than the guys.
Yeah, but they're still not that good looking.
Well, no, they're not.
A good point.
They're not extremely hot, but they're expected to. They're expected to be the beauty on the arm of the beast.
If you put him in a sci-fi movie, though?
Yeah, that's right. And geeks everywhere will get hot for him. But like the last program director I had, just a slob, just a big fucking fat slob. And, you know, it's all about confidence. It's all about the ability to say, okay, I can do this. I don't have to look good. And that's radio. Because you're sitting in a walk-in closet, you're talking to hundreds of thousands of people, but you're going to work in sweats. You're fat. You're greasy. You haven't showered in 2 days.
That's cross-board voice actors.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Because you don't get seen. And when you don't get seen, you get lazy. And it's just how it is. Honestly. I'm back doing the public address announcing, so I've lost 30 pounds. Because I don't want to be going out in public and doing stuff, making appearances, looking like a giant fat slob. Now, I'm a slightly less giant fat slob. It helps. You know? You get a little motivation. If these guys were on TV, they wouldn't be allowed to be that big. They just wouldn't. They'd be fired. I mean, look at the guy. So honestly, Worst Cooks in America. You guys saw that on the Food Network?
No.
First season, it had the lady with the crazy hair and the other big fat guy. Well, guess what? They fired the big fat guy because he's too fat. And they brought in the guy that did Kitchen Impossible.
Oh, yeah, that's
because,
right.
Because
that's
he's not fat. Yeah. He's big and bulky. You know, he looks good on the camera. So they had to do away with the fat guy.
Well, it goes back to the idea of like 70s music. Most of those bands are unknown bands. You never see them. You always hear them on the radio.
Yeah.
Once the 80s come around, you see them on videos.
Yeah.
It's a whole different genre. Yeah.
Video killed the radio star.
The Buggles had it right.
Exactly.
Well, it was just, go all the way back to the 20s when the talkie pictures appeared. People looked good but could not talk.
Yeah, squeaky voices and stuff.
Yeah. Silent pictures, and then the talkies killed the silent picture star.
So it's just another progression.
It is. Yeah. Same shit, different day. You know, what do they say? If you don't remember your history, you're doomed to repeat it, which is bullshit. You're doomed to repeat it regardless. But you have to know it so that you can react to it when it happens again.
Right.
Yes.
That was deep.
I love it when I stop and everyone's just like nodding.
Yeah.
Just because there's a video camera doesn't mean we can just react without audio. It's still by
what I think is funny show. Is you still expect professional performance out of people that aren't professionals.
You know, I know. I believe me, my expectations lower every time.
Good.
Eventually, I'll be right where they'll be exactly where they need to be, and everything will be just fine.
Good.
Yeah.
I look forward to that day. We should have a cake ready.
We should. that'll be rock bottom expectations day. We'll make it a holiday. It'll be a podcast holiday. We'll note it.
Make sure to spell stuff wrong on it.
Oh,
too,
yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, what I'll do, I'll just get it done at Walmart down the street because they can't fucking spell. Honestly, they can't.
Expectations.
What cake did they fuck up? For your wife's bridal shower. They spelled congratulations.
Luckily, she's a fan of cake wrecks.
Well,
so.
I took it back. I took it back, and they're like, it's not so
congratulations.
Bad. Congratulations. Something fucked up. And they're like, well, it's not so bad. And I'm like, it's fucking spelled wrong.
Hey, it's race.
The dot isn't in the right fucking place. Oh, I guess we could fix it. Yeah, you're fucking going to fix it. And then they bring the guy over who did who decorated the cake. Only guy in the shop doesn't speak English. Go figure. Like, why, what's wrong with you?
He was working from a picture.
He was. He's like, what's the problem? Like, okay, welcome. I know you're a guest in our country, but congratulations is not what I'm looking for. What's wrong with it? Okay, this thing here, this is called a dot. Goes over an eye. That's not an eye. So it was just a big fucking mess. So yeah. I just have them do it because that's what they do.
It's spreading. Race speak.
Oh, it is.
Race speak is spreading. Not
race speak.
Yeah, but that's an epidemic that I don't care for. I mean, really, I like you. I like you. You're fine. But you speak like shit.
Thank you.
And, you know, just take this. I hate when I see improper punctuation on signage or on a logo and misspelling. Oh, it just drives me insane. Driving up the interstate, I think up north in Monument, there is a building that says Schaefer CPAs, and it's apostrophied. It's supposed to be plural.
You mean the CPAs?
Yeah.
I was going to say, because Schaefer's probably.
It's like 40-foot high letters. How do you make that mistake? Somebody had to proofread it, right?
You'd think, right? That happens a lot, though.
Oh, my God.
I was watching a Pueblo Toyota spot last night. And
they misspelled your?
Yes. Well, they used the wrong one. Yeah. You're a Dodge owner.
Y-O-U-R. Y-O-U-R.
Yeah. I was just sitting there going, I know it's Pueblo. I get the
Pueblo. What about my Dodge owner?
Still.
Hey, you have to remember. There's not that many proofreaders, okay?
Oh, I know.
There's copywriters, there's writers, reporters, but there's very little proofreaders.
People do not hire proofreaders anymore. I still think that if you went through school in America,
yes,
you should have at least paid attention to the point where you might know. And guess what? The internet is everywhere. You have a track phone. I get, Mr. Drug Dealer, that you have a track phone, a phone that you can buy from 7-Eleven, and don't think you legitimized it by buying it at Target. It's still a fucking track phone.
Yeah, it's still a track phone, and guess what? It makes phone calls.
But how many people, how many of us in the room have a phone that we could look shit up on?
See, that's the problem.
And the thing is, we could fix these errors. These errors are easily fixable, but nobody gives a shit.
See, they're not fixable because it's inside the brains of the people that do it. And they're just the ones that are in charge of
it. Bothers
doing it.
Me to no end. I can't stand it. It makes me want to strangle these people.
It's a combination of laziness.
But not to the point of death. Just to the point of barely blacking out and then say, do you get it now? And I
always say, if you can say you are...
In
right.
the word,
that's the
then
easy
you can
way
it.
To remember. If you can say you are, that then just
they
do that.
Are.
But they just don't pay attention.
I know. This is like third, fourth, fifth grade stuff. Seventh grade if you're slow.
The thing that really kind of makes it so questionable in my mind is that this older generation had to go through that. We know this stuff, but the younger people, well, you know, it's all internet. I don't need to know
and
that.
Texting.
No,
that's extra characters.
Yeah,
you
even
look at,
more
oh,
now.
Look at texting.
You need to know
you
this because
texting
you're writing all the time.
Oh, believe me. Well, nothing pisses me off more than if somebody substitutes the letters U and R for your. Or your. And that
well,
makes
I can
me
understand,
want to reach through the
like
phone
if,
and stab them with those letters.
Well, in the old days, you had to pay for each letter that you used.
Sure.
But now it's a full text. And
well,
now
but it's also
tons
a time
of
thing.
Letters.
Years ago, you were also sending it to a beeper, for Christ's sake. So, yeah, you were definitely limited.
Yeah.
But not
but there's
anymore.
No excuse now.
No. Got a whole keyboard. Use the whole fucking keyboard.
But you're just resisting.
You know what it is? I'm just a crotchety old man.
And he hates sci-fi.
Who hates I'm sci-fi? Not a big fan of the sci-fi.
Yeah, they didn't have
you know, you wouldn't have your fancy cell phone if it weren't for sci-fi.
How do you figure?
Because
Star Trek, dude.
Because Star Trek. Exactly. You wouldn't have heavy hard disk drives. You wouldn't have...
Because those geeks wouldn't have been interested in it.
Yep.
They wouldn't have even...
I think it's
thought
all
of
coming
it.
Together now.
That's bullshit.
It's not bullshit.
It's all because of the way sci-fi spells the name of their channel. That's why
I
hate
that.
Sci-fi.
Well, no,
it's all... It's kind of texty. Yeah, you're pissed about that. No wonder you hate sci-fi.
Maybe. It could be. You've been listening to the Set of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. I'm Derek Knight from SetOfCheese.com. Today I was joined by Colin Burton from FizzlePop.com. You're just...
Yeah, goodbye. I'm ready. I'm sick of these headphones. They keep cutting out on me. It's making me nuts.
Justin the Jew, Wario Carmichael.
Spock, beat me up.
You can play this.
Quarter. What? What was that? Oh, look.
And
look, sci-fi.
And he just sold
the
dime
drugs,
bag.
Bring the drugs.
Ray Louie. Like
sci-fi forever.
And our sponsor today, 5280sauce.com.
Thanks,
sir. Angelo made the trip. Thanks
appreciate
for bringing
it.
The sauce. And kids, if you like the hot stuff, even if you don't, if you know somebody who doesn't, get it for them as a gag gift. Go to 5280sauce.com and then go to evilmonkeygadgets.com and buy a spy camera to catch their reaction.
There you go.
Yeah,
see?
Everywhere. So, we will see you kids back again next weekend.